well, I can't break. Got this history in my blood. Got my tribe that shows me love. So when I rise, you rise, yeah. Come on, let's rise, get it. It's been months since I seen a native. It's messing with my creative approach. It's got me jaded, isolated. No one understands me like my people. These white kids don't know my struggles. I ain't equal in their eyes. Their intolerance brings me troubles. I'm not the noble savage doing damage to the perception of who I am. Self-destruct when I self-construct my own plan of my identity from their affinity to rape the culture. They rape the land, shaming in the end just to save the man. But this in the end never dies. I got this aboriginal soul. I got this aboriginal flow. I got this pain that I can't shake. Ties to my people I can't break. Got this history in my blood. Got my tribe that shows me love. So when I rise, you rise, yeah. Come on, let's rise, yeah.
I got those reservation blues. Reservation blues. I got those reservation blues.
Reservation blues.
Reservation blues. I got those reservation blues. Reservation blues. I got those reservation blues. I got those reservation blues.
Reservation blues.
Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old
it's
pain.
It's 2013, our chiefs are all shot. Digital blankets give us spiritual smallpox. Certain revelations arise, and my path becomes a cleared reservation. Skies and I could use a little hope sometimes, cause I was dead broke when I wrote this rhyme. So faith in myself's what I'm supposed to find. Play culture, Red Rover, and I broke the line. I blew right past it, rap feel like acid. Mind of an activist, my cult a Sioux assassin. Who mastered hip-hop to fight his battle. Saddle up this beat and let my rhymes unravel, yeah. Oh God, call your cavalry, because I leave stereotypes as casualties, yeah. Better call your cavalry, because I leave all your doubts as casualties. I don't see no reservations now. I'm trying to get up out of here. I don't need somebody tell me how I'm supposed to live my life in fear. These borders can't hold me back. Can't hold me back. These borders can't hold me back. Can't hold me back.
On my clothes now. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain. Look at all around, look around at the whole thing. If your skin is brown, then you're down for the old pain.
Rapper, one of my favorites. Coming up, we have Prayer Loop Song by Superman here on Rose City Native Radio. And thank you for listening. This is KBOO Portland.
Thank you.
Right now, struggling, feel like giving it right now. I pray for you, pray that you come back home. I pray that you understand that you're never alone. I pray for the single mothers and the deadbeat dads. Drop the kids off and go party, gets me mad. So I pray, pray for peace and pray for change. Keep on praying when everything stays the same. And I pray for the pastors and all of the churches and those who cry night song following hearses. I pray for you, pray for the sick and the poor. Pray for the rich man who don't give to the Lord. And I pray for wisdom and I pray for power, and I pray we'll be ready in the final hour. And I pray for those who keep judging ministry, and I pray for my friends and my enemies.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio on KBOO Portland. That was Superman with Prayer Loop Song, and before that, Frank Wallen with Aboriginal. Stay tuned for an interview with up-and-coming artist Indigenize and Chris Francisco, Dine podcaster. Next up, we have Miss Christy Lee with her song, Experience.
Can you tell us an Indian first, then?
Life in the wheels away. See how I do me is in what I see. Yo, you're just like yourself. Your knowledge is my wealth, so respect is dealt, and the love is felt without a doubt. No more screaming, shout, time to let this out. Nissi M, Nissi I, studs and white stomachs and studs and I know I think swallowing quits me quits nama. Son of a stale, studs and white stomachs and studs and I know I think swallowing quits me quits nama. Now what you gotta see is you and me be living in the times that they was living for. Now it's our turn to give it just a little more. It's our turn to spit what we learn and make a burn upon the spot. Believe it or not, we the future of history. So stop living your life like it were a mystery. You know who you gotta be, yo, just take a look at me. Little Miss Christy Lee, CM family. That's a secret, you gotta keep it down on lock. Show them what you got, we the ones that they was talking about. Without a doubt, time to let this out. Just be yourself and create your own well, own well, own well. Nissi M, Nissi I, studs and white stomachs and studs and I know I think swallowing quits me quits nama. Son of a stale, studs and white stomachs and studs and I know I think swallowing quits me quits nama. Nissi M, Nissi I, studs and white stomachs and studs and I know I think swallowing quits me quits nama. Son of a stale, studs and white stomachs and studs and I know I think swallowing quits me quits nama.
That was Miss Christy Lee with Experience, rapping in her native dialect of Misquam. She is also a member of Vancouver's First Ladies Crew, which is an all-female hip-hop crew of strong women with a positive voice, all Indigenous. Coming up next, we have BIA with rapper Indigenize.
Savage Beats Production.
With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather.
Straight to the storm, no way to live better.
With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather.
You wanna live good, no way to live better.
With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather.
Straight to the storm, no way to live better.
With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather.
You wanna live good, no way to live better.
Red man walking, red women talking, speaking truth. BIA, call the troops. FBI is on pursuit. NSA is watching you. Here they come after you. What the hell you gonna do? This system has a way of life, and speaking truth is taboo. Live your life like a cool dude. Break their rules, you a rebel. A Minuteman is a businessman. Up in the land trying to get paid. Cause get money's like getting laid. Choose their ways, you dig the grave. Speaking the truth so critical. I can see why y'all wanna be slaves. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. Take a stand with your ancient ways. You wanna live good, well, there ain't nothing better. Now there ain't nothing better. Now there ain't nothing better. You wanna live good, well, there ain't nothing better.
With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather.
Straight to the storm, no way to live better.
With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather. With a feather in hand, I'll fly through the weather.
You wanna live good, no way to live better.
That was Miss Christy Lee. Before that, that was Miss Christy Lee with Experience. And just recently, that was Indigenize with BIA. We now go to an interview with Dene rapper Indigenize and Dene podcaster Christopher Francisco, who told us how they raise awareness on the issues of the Dene Reservation.
I have with me today Chris Francisco. He is doing a Dene podcast called Human Beings with Five Fingers. Chris, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about what your podcast covers, what it's about?
Well, the name of the podcast program is Human Beings with Five Fingers. Dine Lashlai. That's what we say in Dine. And the radio show is about trying to make people aware on alternative energy on the Dine Reservation, because it's really needed down there. They're opening uranium mining again. They bought an old coal mine. And we need to start thinking about green energy and green jobs. You know, we can have Earthship housing. You know, we can have solar farms. We can have use the wind for energy. And, you know, we can have electric cars, you know, electric trains like they do here in Portland. You know, they have the MAX line and the streetcars. And there's a lot of things that are happening on the res, you know, with alcoholism, drug addiction, you know, the old folks being neglected. The same thing that's been going on for the last, I don't know, 40 years. You know, they still don't have running water, electricity. We're still dealing with a lot of those old issues that have been going on. So there's an election coming up in November, and I'm trying to get like people to become aware of the possibilities of moving our people forward into those alternative energies, so that when it's time to vote, you know, they get the right person in there. And so that's what I'm doing with the podcast show.
Great. So in a little bit, your cousin Cooper, who is a rapper on the Dine Reservation that goes by Indigenize, will be joining us.
Yes, Cooper, he's a young man. You know, he's been educated in traditional ways, and, you know, he uses that in his rap music. And he has a message that's trying to inspire people to think more about the earth and the water. And, you know, and so he's from Gallup, and he's a cousin of mine and by blood.
Yeah. And I'd like to welcome rapper Indigenize to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So just to kind of start off, where did the name Indigenize come from?
Why Indigenize? I used to go by Coop the Villain. Because I love playing the bad guy, you know, like going opposite of everybody. That's what I used to think like going everything. When I was in school, especially history class, throw the book on the ground, I ain't learning this, you know, because my mom was very radical AIM, you know.
Can you give us a little information as to, you know, I know you're from the Dine Nation. How did you get started with music?
My music has always been in my life, you know, so it's just like one thing that I first heard in this world was Bob Marley. And just hearing him sing and hearing his message kind of like, wow, music is very powerful. And so that's how the real connection with music happened, you know. And I was just cruising the res, you know. Mom just put in Bob Marley tape. And that's how my influence in music really happened. Music is very powerful, you know. But I didn't realize that at first. It took a journey. Yeah.
And from what I understand, you know, with your rap music, you're trying to, you know, raise awareness about all the issues going on the res. You know, like the uranium mining, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Do you feel that there are any specific issues you're trying to address, or just the overall conditions of res life?
I'm indigenous rights activist, you know, and I take that to the full extent of sovereignty, you know. I will never compromise due to that. But my art is a way to kind of push that idea into a more creative, acceptable message, because sometimes just speaking is not the way, you know. And my issue that I want to get through my message through music is morals and values. We can talk about any issue in a movement, but it really, the change in the individual in the movement who's carrying on the message, they have to really understand themselves as well before they take hold of something that's really critical, you know. We're talking about really serious issues, and some people that really lived it, life or death, you know, and they don't take it lightly, or they don't take it as humor. So I kind of, with my message and music, if you listen to the song, they come from a place of war and a place of being alone. Why? Because that's what struggle is. You'll find yourself alone, and that is hard to accept, you know. And people are being genocide because just of how they think and how they speak and how they look. So that is, that's the right war I will fight in. So I'm trying to hit the morals and values, because if we keep blaming the police officer, like what's happening now in where I'm from in New Mexico, if we keep blaming the police officer, then that will not get anything done. We got to get down to the real issue, and the issue is morals and values are being compromised for profit and benefit, self-gain interest for the commonwealth of a nation. And that nation has nothing to do with people, you or me. That nation has to do with federal administration and federal law, and that law doesn't have to do anything with what a human being naturally is in the state of mind. It alters that, and it incorporates the soul, you know? So No matter what we do in this world, if we comply, if we compromise, if we give up our values and our morals and traditions, then we will cease to exist as indigenous people.
With your music, do you have like a lot of people listening to your music, a lot of young people being empowered by your music? And I seen a flyer or on Facebook, you guys are like organizing to do something down there?
Yeah, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we'll be having a show on April 25th and April 26th. That's time during the Gatherings of Nations, one of the world's, well, I think it is the world's largest powwow. Crow powwows getting up there, but this is one of the world's largest powwows. But we're not really going. Last year, with that event, we were planning just to rush Gatherings of Nations and just go in there, do an Iron No More round dance, you know? Because natives. I thought natives were cool, just like that. But we come to find out that Gatherings of Nations was getting run by a bunch of outsiders, non-natives, you know. And all for the money, which is like a lot of powwows today. But the traditional powwows, they're still out there deep on the res, you know. So I have much respect to them keeping it real, you know, not about money, keeping it to the real meaning of those dances.
I'll share a story with you. Native Youth Movement came down from Canada, and I think there was a rapper guy that was up there. I forgot his name. He's pretty well known. And Native Youth Movement got up there, you know, they're all camouflaged and everything, and they started talking about taking the land back, freedom, freedom reign, taking the land back, taking our mind back, taking our bodies back, and our spirituality, and, you know, empowering ourselves, you know, and they didn't understand that. They got kicked out. They got kicked out of the powwow. They got escorted out, you know, so I understand what you're talking about when you're saying that the powwow has just become commercial, you know, in some places, you know, especially Gatherings of Nations. I've been there one time, and it was like just so many people, man. And
definitely brings a lot of revenue to the Albuquerque and Santa Fe area. But a lot of these artists, a lot of them are real. They're frontliners, you know.
How can people get a hold of you for the for that concert that you guys are doing?
Oh, they can go to I Don't Know More Four Corners Facebook page, and that's where they can find the event. They can message us if they want to perform, if they want to do some poems, live art. We have a lot of acts going to be there. We're also going to be having discussions in the morning, which is right after a morning prayer at 10 o'clock. So we're just trying to keep it on the issues of, like, fracking, you know. Fracking is not new in New Mexico history, but it's new to a lot of people, so we want to keep the discussion going, and we want to get this uranium discussion going and really start getting down to direct action, because we need to stop these mega loads that are going to be coming through New Mexico to Utah. So that's one thing we're preparing for. You know, we're just trying to connect the whole state for Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, because it's a very powerful section of this American map. You know, this strategy map that they're trying, this economic strategy map, pretty much these borderlines are.
Yeah, so they came through here over at Umatilla.
Yeah.
And we went out there with a group. We all carpooled out there, and, you know, we did they wanted to do a prayer circle for the land, you know, the Umatilla people. So we went out there, and back in 2011 on the longest walk, we ran into them over on Lolo Pass, and we went up there and we asked them what they were doing, and we smudged a whole area, and you know, security guards showed up, and that was like when they're like starting to bring in those big pipes, those big old pipes and stuff, and that was 2011. So they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And those things are huge. I mean, they're a wide load, man. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are stopping them down there. Lakota country, they have an encampment. They started an encampment out there, and they're starting to block them. So they're being blocked from everywhere. So it's like more people are becoming more aware, more natives are becoming aware, more people are taking their power back, because we're the power. You know, the government isn't the power. The government is supposed to be working for us, but we need to stand up like that and take all that stuff back, you know. Yep. That's what Native Youth Movement was trying to say when they jumped up on that stage in Albuquerque, you know. That's what they were talking about, because they had to go through the same thing in Canada, because, you know, they're building ski resorts. Sun Peaks Ski Resort was being built on their land, and that development was destroying their water, because Canada's got a lot of good, clean drinking water. And they were destroying all that expansion, you know, ski resort and entertainment and stuff. And so it was really, really crazy.
So in this generation of technology with, you know, internet and Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, do you feel like that gives Indigenous activists and artists more of a voice now than ever before?
Yes, yes, exactly. Because we don't have a TV show, you know? We don't have a TV show. So, of course, internet is going to be our output and information outlet, you know. So what we need to do as Indigenous people here in Turtle Island is create our own TV show right now, just to empower the people, not to incorporate how a lot of these commercials are. Music with the internet, for me, it really was an outlet for me, and that's how a lot of my music got out in the first place, because I wasn't really doing shows, and I was just going to a lot of action camps, you know. And then really, that's where it's like music, started handing out my music, just music to the activists, you know, trying to empower them with some good music, you know. And so travel music, because I know that's what I like to really make it for the journey to the action, you know. It's like, here's some good jams for you to get there and hype you up. But yeah, the internet, that's the way to go right now. And they're trying to do that on the res. They're trying to expand.
Do you hear a lot of your... Do you hear a lot of people rapping the same way? I mean, saying the same thing you're saying?
The
younger generation, you know, across the boards, like everybody wants revolution. They want change. Do you hear that?
Man, people right now, what I see among the youth right now, they're very interested in politics. They're very interested in change. They want it. They see it. And they are very intelligent. Why they are intelligent? Because grandma, grandpa passed them on some words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. And those wisdoms would lay within the fire, lay within, and, you know, I know a lot of grandmas and grandpas went to boarding school. And I know through that wisdom and suffering, you know, and complying, getting into this church, you know, this mindset, they came back to the land and they told their children, no matter who you are, no matter what you believe, you have a sacred purpose in this world, you know. How you think and how you carry yourself, you need to be very, keep an eye on that, you know. Very, be very watchful how you talk. Some things you might hurt people, you know. You might do things that people don't like. So, yeah, the young people, our young people here, they understand that, and you are one of them, man. And that's just not among Indigenous way of thought, that Indigenous way of thinking. That's also among this colonial thinking, because no matter what, you'll gain wisdom through mistakes, through failure, through shame. Once we look back and accept, acceptance is the key. And our young people, they seem to accept this world. They want to work with it, you know. So,
where do you see your generation and the next generation, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Where do you see the progression?
I see a lot of it is going to be in education. I think the progression right now is going to be for tribal colleges, for public schools. It's going to be really intensifying our traditional thinking, our original way of thinking since emergence, you know, and applying it into charter schools. So we need more charter schools. So we have a lot of Native teachers out there, young and old, and a lot of good teachers that are non-Native, but they understand goodness. They understand solidarity, unity within a community, within self, within thought. that is a good human being, no matter what, you know. So we need more charter schools. And there's some popping up. There's this Dene Dream in Shiprock that just started up. That has its first year this year for preschool through kindergarten, I believe, or kindergarten first grade. I'm not too sure.
I read that on Facebook too, man. I mean, I felt really good. You know, it's like, man, that's what we need. With the young people, the young ones, the real small ones, you know, start with them.
Yep.
Bring the language back that way too, you know.
Yeah, because I'm public school, you know. Public school education taught me how to disrespect and judge people, you know. And I became that person, you know. So I wasn't this person that you're talking to now. I was totally opposite. I compromised my whole culture, took advantage of everything that was told to me when I was a child and didn't listen. You know, so I learned the hard way, and I don't want to learn again.
Basically, that's what I did too. You know, I had to learn the hard way.
Yeah,
and I was, you know, doing drugs, and you know, I got like 14 years clean right now. So you know, that's why
awesome.
I'm doing.
Congratulations!
Yeah,
respect,
I'm doing what I'm doing now. You know, before that, you know, I was just in the illusion, you know, and a lot of our people are that way, you know, where, you know, they're, you know, oppressed, you know, on the res inside that concentration camps, you know, and you know, there's no hope, you know, and I was listening to Lester Begay, you know, I was talking with him, I interviewed him, and he said that Navajo Housing Authority, you know, had the responsibility of building libraries and, you know, like getting kids off, you know, keeping them out of trouble. But you know, they didn't go too far with that, you know. And so what do you think about that? I mean, what do you think about the housing stuff that's going on down there?
It could be, well, first of all, the net is not really, you know, well, I guess we could be now through maybe the 40s and today's era generation living close to each other, you know, in a big community housing apartment. We're used to that, but before then, everybody was very far, you know. They had their, like, their space, their land, garden, you know, herds of sheep. So we can do that now, and but it's structuring, keeping the mind going, you know. So that chapter house can't just be a place for, it has to evolve pretty much. So right now we need internet and getting that community active. So I don't know, unified school district, dude, something has to happen. A central place of information, you know, and a way, a community center, pretty much. That's what a chapter house is, a community center. And if we use that word, you know, more often and start clarifying it, that people will actually go there. But right now, young people hear chapter house, they don't want to really go there unless it's for a college grant or grandma took you. You know, so it's it's kind of just rearranging these words, man, and rebuilding it, because there's a lot of good structure out there, a lot of good architects and engineers with awesome designs that could make it attractive, that building. So it's just these leaders, man, they're making it like there's no hope here, like there's no intelligent people walking around anywhere. There's a lot of people that are willing, you know. It's just the media, the Gallup Independent, the Navajo Times, they're just giving the no-hope message, and they're going behind these politicians, you know?
When I was growing up in Shiprock as a kid, I mean, the farthest I went is sixth grade. I dropped out.
Yeah.
I graduated from PSU, though, but that took, you know, took me 9 years. And with my little education that I had, you know, trying to go to school was very difficult. You know, you have to, you know, compete, you know, and then you got the racism you still have to deal with, because a lot of ignorant young people that really don't understand, you know, like Native people or other cultures, and it's still alive.
And we're going to take a quick break and listen to one of Indigenize's songs. This is We Tribal, We One by Indigenize.
Stories and praise of the warriors that stay behind, giving thanks for the time which we take. A breath for the road my people take.
the symbol of the sun. We tribe, we one, connected to the earth. The seven generations, warriors of the future, giving rebirth for the people of the future. We stand up, we fight for what's right. We pray to manifest our dreams from the sleepless nights. This is our life, this is our light. Our land intertwines with our mind. It's our sacred right to protect and care and share the insight to the stars with the beat of a drum to shatter the pain which is holding in our hearts under this hot new sun. My people in New Mex, my people in AZ, my people who've been fighting just to be free. We live once again, united with my pen, connected like a web. We led, we bled, we laughed and cried, tied to the ways of our ancient past. My people live through me, therefore they'll never truly die. I scream to echo out in the night sky, it seems. In the minds of a youth, the fire's being born anew. To all my relations, relations, relations. To all my relations, relations, relations. To all my reservations, to all my, my nations. This is how we walk our life. These wide days we united and prayed. Sat down and listened to our elders' wisdom, her stories and praise of the warriors that stayed behind, giving thanks for the time which we take. A breath for the road my people take. The symbol of the sun. We tribal, we won, we won, we won. We tribal, we won, we won, we won. We tribal, we won. One. To all my relations, relations, relations. To all my relations, relations, relations. To all my reservations, to all my, my nations. This is how we walk our life. To all my nations, red nations, red nations. To all my, nations, all nations, all nations. This is how we live our life, yo.
And we're back. That was We Travel, We Won by Indigenous. So, just to get back to some of the questions I had, did you have any idols growing up that inspired you?
Yeah, inspired you. Yeah.
Well, my upbringing, with my culture and the way of thought, was my grandma's. My grandma's. I was raised with all women, and I was the only boy. I have only one sister, and I'm the youngest. You know, my mom just only had my sister and myself. I grew up in Cheshwata, and. That's where I was
at too when I was a little baby, right there at that Jones Ranch.
Yep.
grew up with my grandma right there, man. She was a tough woman. I mean, she hauled water. We'd go out and herd sheep. Boy, man, she was tough. When I think about her, man, it was just something else, man. It was like, that's how we were, you know, as you know, before, our ancestors, our elders. They're real strong people, man.
Very strong, very simple people, but that hard work to keep it that way, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm just trying to live that way, you know. And just information, you know, information, getting as much knowledge as possible in this world. But my upbringing was just my grandma's, and you know, I had a lot of grandmas. One of my great grandma had a lot of kids, and my grandma was the oldest. My great grandma was Kaiba. My great grandpa was Happy Henderson. He has a book called Happy the Navajo Seeker, and he was a medicine man. So he used to go all the way to Black Mesa, from Chechulta all the way to Black Mesa, down Manalito Canyon, all the way to Black Mesa area. So I don't know if we have relatives over there. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so he used to go all the way back. So that's what that book talks about, that travel, all what he goes through just to go ceremonies, you know. So I would recommend reading that book. Mm-hmm. And, That's my family.
I think I'll get it.
And before that, see, I'm bloodlined from that more death march. You know, my bloodline felt that death march. So, Mary White Goat Woman, or many White Goat Woman, not Mary, many White Goat Woman from Church Rock area. She was the one that went to the Bosque Redondo, survived, and came back. When she came back, the government gave them land. But yeah, Chechulta, that's where my roots are. That's where everything goes back to, you know, where I'm going to go back to. And yeah, so my influences then were my grandma. She always told me to just be who I am. My mom understood the importance because she was part of AIM, the AIM chapter in Richmond, California, and the AIM house. So she has a lot, my mom has a lot of stories about AIM. So I had a lot of influence in, just the way of thinking, you know, what would I need to think like, but I didn't listen until I got shot. See, I got shot twice when I was 17, shot twice by my own friend, you know, and I was doing a lot of bad, and I guess karma, you know. If you're not going to learn, holy people will set up a way where you're going to learn, you know. So I take it like that. It was a blessing in disguise. So it really put me to my limit, you know. I understood, wow, I need to change, you know. I'm starting to realize what life is, how short life is, and also how simply it could just be gone. Yeah, so I got shot twice, 17. That's when I dropped out of school, man. I dropped out of school, and then because everybody that was there, they just ran. There's a lot of people in my class and a lot of people that I just hung out with. They just ran, man. So I felt that. So that's why I understand how it feels to be alone, you know, how it feels to just no one. There you go. That's your life. That's what went before my eyes. You know, this is it. When I heard the gun cock and hey, coop, turned around. I was playing basketball, man. I was really active. You know, I was playing soccer, basketball, athlete, popular and travel. And, you know, so I was a really active kid. But I was also doing a lot of bad, you know. So it was going to lead up to one side or the other, and I chose the bad, you know. So I had to learn the hard way. Good, thank God I learned young.
Hey, is there a lot of gangs down there now?
There's a lot of wannabe gangs. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of meth problems, tell you that. A lot of meth that is really pushing this murders and missing people, you know. That's what's rise on the rise right now, meth. And it's not a joke anymore. It's starting to really manifest, and I'm starting to see it.
What do you think about industrial hemp? Growing it, manufacturing it, you know, like that's making clothes or paper, you know, oil.
Yep. We can then even like the industrial hemp is the best idea right now. We need to, because of solar, we didn't hop on solar soon enough. So you know that we could have been one of the leading solar energy developers, you know. But we didn't take that opportunity. So I say hemp right now is the best way, which they have hemp policies in the Navajo Nation. And I heard when those policies were set into place, I believe back like in the 70s, they used to give hemp seeds to a lot of elders to start planting hemp.
Boy.
Are there any other Native artists or, you know, musicians, activists that you would like to maybe collaborate with in the future?
Oh, yeah. I've been getting in, like, a lot of people sending me music, like, you should collaborate with this person called Audio Pharmacy.
Yeah, they're from California. They were here in Portland.
They're awesome. One of the guys, I think, is the lead singer. I forgot his tribe.
Pomo. He's Pomo.
Pomo, yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. And they're on, like, the whole national, they're like a music ambassador right now for the world, United States, I mean. So when I heard, check out their track Remember Us on their YouTube. That's the track I was like, wow, I gotta connect with him. I want to get down like that. Probably I want to connect with Keith IMC. He's really good. He's the legend. Who else? Eye Consciousness. I want to do like a lot of reggae. I want to mash it up with like hip-hop reggae, kind of like, some of my tracks are reggae now, some of my tracks are like blues, so I'm kind of altering, you know, my genre right now.
Do you hear of Immortal Technique?
Yup, Immortal Technique will be, wow, that'll be an honor. That'll probably be like the highlight, you know. But there's a lot of indigenous artists out there, dude. There's, yeah. Oh, Superman.
Oh, yeah, Superman.
Yeah, I actually, we did a show in For the People. The event was called For the People with Romilda Cody and some Apache singers. And that was, thank God, you know, I just happened to get on there, you know. And I met Superman over there, and then, I was like, wow, dude, you're doing it. Keep doing it, man. And that was during, like, the Shiprock Fair. They did For the People. That's when the floods happened. So they're doing, Romilda Cody was doing a benefit concert, raising food, money for the chapters that have been affected by the flooding.
Where did they have it at?
It was at the high school auditorium.
Oh, okay.
Well, Superman just became MTV's Artist of the Week a few days ago. Yeah. Actually, they announced that he got that slot, which is cool. And his, you know, his prayer loop song video has been going viral for a while now.
Yeah, So he's on the rise. And I just read his status this morning that he's about to get signed, or there's talk with Slim Shady Records. So there's a lot of breakthroughs happening right now. There's a lot of breakthroughs, and hopefully it won't get exploited to the T. You know?
We can only hope, but, you know, one step at a time, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of... Our time is now. We got to take it. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to take it, but we got to be very aware of what the cause and effect, you know, how we talk, how we present ourselves, the whole image. Is it just for you, or is it for the people? Are you really about the people, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of artists, you know, a lot of Native artists, they don't really want to talk on the issue, you know, because there's that judgment, because I get that judgment. I already came across that judgment, you know, after that powwow.com interview. So these, a lot of people, you know, hitting me up. What are you talking about? Indigenize the world? Are you trying to go back to the 1800s? And I was like, what? You know, I was like, oh, my God.
What are your thoughts right now, you know, with the perception of Natives the way it is with, you know, all the mascot controversy and, you know, these Indian parties and costumes and things? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
We need to get rid of all these mascots, man, even for elementary schools. Anything, you know, it can even empower you how you look at it. For me, how I see it, I think it's, we don't need these ideologies, you know, we don't need to tokenize our own selves, you know. I'm glad the discussion's out there, though. But
oh yeah, definitely
taking it serious. Even here, there's a lot of Natives all for Redskins.
So where can everybody find you, like you know, Facebook, SoundCloud? Where can people go to listen to your music?
They can find me on YouTube, Indigenized Nations, SoundCloud.com/Indigenize to download all the music, all the new music, old music. They could follow me on Facebook, add me on Facebook, contact me, message me, network, you know. That's what I'm all about, building solidarity and just keeping the movement going, you know. Find me and let's get connected. Thank you for doing the interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. It was really great having you.
Yeah, man. Thanks, bro. My cousin, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I want to thank Chris and Indigenize for joining me today. You can find Chris's podcast, Human Beings with Five Fingers, on the KBOO website and at facebook.com/humanbeingswithfivefingers. You can find Indigenize on SoundCloud at Indigenize and on YouTube at Indigenize Nations.
Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. Everything's red. 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 Dead. Red. Dead. Red. First off, I send love to Lupe for giving us hope in this Lakota Sioux way. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money. Nah. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the reds. From the day they're born, they won't survive cause their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, making you rich. You soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red. Everything's red. 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 Dead.
That was Frank Wallen with Oil for Blood. I want to thank our listeners for joining us today, and I also want to thank Chris and Indigenize for joining us for the interview. If you like the show, or if you have any events coming up, or any opinions whatsoever, and you want to join the discussion, feel free to look us up on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio or on Twitter at PDX_Native Radio. We now go to our board op Paul for the calendar. I'm Jackie Malmstrom, and thanks for listening to KBOO Portland.
And we are running out of time here, so I'm just going to run down real quick. There's some powwows coming up. There's a powwow at Western Oregon University. That's in Monmouth. That's April 19th and 20th. Same weekend is the University of the Springfield powwow is actually April 19th, just that one day. That's a Springfield High School down in the Eugene area. April 25, 26, the Western Washington University Spring Powwow in Bellingham. And there's a bunch of powwows same weekend, April 19th and 20th, out in Idaho. Moscow, Idaho, Pocatello, and another one. Anyway, Earth Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th. That's at Portland State University, Infusing Education with Indigenous Wisdom. The Earth and Spirit Council in partnership with Professor Cornell Pewawardi's Indigenous Nation Studies Department present day-long workshops led by Aleut Elder Ilarian Merkulyev and Pewawardi and other environmental and educational leaders. And we'll talk more about that next week. And there's also Culture Night at NAYA, Native American Youth and Family Center, every Monday except the last Monday of the month. And the next one will be this coming Monday, April 14th, with a special presentation by George Aguilar Sr. from 6:30 to 7:30. Speak about his book, When the River Ran Wild, The Food, History, and Ethnobotany of the Mid-Columbia River and Warm Springs Reservation. And happy birthday to Jake Malmstrom, a special announcement. And this has been... Oh, I'm sorry. NAYA, Native American Youth and Family Association, is located at 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. That's on the 75 bus line. For more information, go to NAYA, that's NAYAPDX.org, or call 503-288-8177. And it's about all the time we have right now. This has been the first edition of Rose City Native Radio with your new host of Native American Programming, Jackie, and we'll be back here next week. Actually, there'll be another board op, Delphine Crescenza, will be with you. Thanks a lot for listening. If you got anything to say, you can call me right now at 503-231-8187. And thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Sold Out Music Festival happening now until April 20th at venues all over Portland. The Sold Out Music Fest seeks to bring together people of all generations and backgrounds to celebrate the music that helps to bind our collective culture together. Legends of New Orleans jazz, the luminaries of Brooklyn hip-hop, the queen of modern soul music, and more are performing together under one banner. Bands, venues, bios, and more information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard on the web at www.kbu.fm. You're being tuned in to Hard Knock Radio
on today's
now.
Program, we examine the power in the Black women voting bloc with Imani Gandhi, and then later on in the program, American-born Syrian rapper Omar Effendim. All this and more ahead.
Yo, this is M1 from Dead Prez.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from The Coup.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
On the move, this is Pam Africa on Hard Knock Radio, the station of resistance. Down with this rotten-ass system.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. News, views, and hip-hop.
Peace and love. This is Azeem. You're listening to Hard Knock Radio, real radio, from the concrete up. All the way to the sun. Keep shining, y'all. One love.
What's up, folks? This is your girl Femi representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip-hop. Stay tuned.
And again, you're tuned to Hard Knock here. The Planned Parenthood Action Fund has announced that it will launch a campaign to focus on issues of reproductive health in the 2014 midterm elections. The Women Are Watching campaign is designed to put lawmakers and politicians on notice. They say Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's victory over the anti-abortion Republican candidate Ken Cuccinelli last fall is evidence that women's votes on reproductive choice issues can make or break campaigns. But our next guest questions whether strategies around mobilizing women as a voting bloc are not recognizing the power that Black women and women of color voters wield to put candidates in office. Imani Gandhi is the senior legal analyst at the online reproductive health news site rhrealitycheck.org. She was also the publisher of Angry Black Lady Chronicles, winner of the 2012 Black Weblog Award for Best Political Blog from 2009 to 2013. Since then, her website was absorbed into This Week in Blackness, where she is now currently the co-host of This Week in Blackness in the Morning. Once again, welcome back to the airways of Hard Knock, Miss Imani Gandhi.
Ah, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Now, Imani, you recently wrote an op-ed on RH Reality Check expressing feeling somewhat disconnected by the announcement Planned Parenthood strategy to get women mobilized to vote for candidates that had progressive stance on abortion and birth control. What
in your opinion, do you feel is missing from the Planned Parenthood strategy overall?
Well, I think what's missing is sort of a recognition that it is Black women, primarily, also Latina, Hispanic women, that are driving these Democratic victories, which just happen to coincide also with reproductive rights victories. And, you know, on the one hand, I understand that their approach is voter outreach and voter education. So in those circumstances, it makes sense to reach out to those folks, white women, who seem to be voting against their own reproductive interests. However, it would be nice, given that, you know, Black women have been voting for Democrats and have been voting for reproductive rights issues pretty solidly for, you know, decades and decades. It would be nice to get a thank you for that, or to get some recognition from that. And I've gotten, in response to that article I wrote, I've gotten several messages from Black women who say, you know, it would be nice to get an email from Planned Parenthood thanking me for my contribution to reproductive rights and for my votes, my correct, quote unquote, correct vote on those issues. So I guess it's frustrating, the lack of recognition, and you feel ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And while that doesn't mean you're not going to vote a certain way, I think that in order to sort of build up some solidarity, it would be nice to just get some recognition.
Right, right. Well, talk a bit about how women of color as a voting bloc brought in a win for the new Democratic governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, against the anti-abortion Republican candidate Ken Cuccinelli.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the polls demonstrated that. I think white women went for Cuccinelli about 54 points.